You might have seen in the paper this morning, there's an article around in a couple of newspapers looking at the green energy markets. It's from the director, Tristan Edis. And he's looked at the energy supplies coming online to the Australian market and reckons that wholesale power prices will almost halve over the next 4 years because of renewable technology. Now, of course, it comes at a time when we've seen the NEG being ditched and the spill that's happened because of it or connected to it. And so it comes at a time when there's a great deal of heated debate around renewable energies and whether we should be putting money back into coal.
In the meantime, in the Victorian government there, they're spending heaps of money on giving everyone interest-free loans for solar panels. Mm. So we haven't really got ourselves organised on where we are on energy policy in Australia.
Yeah. Well, according to this Green Energy Markets paper, Tristan Edis reckons that wholesale power prices are expected to drop from $85 a megawatt hour in 2018 to just $49 a megawatt hour in 2021. So that's just in the next 3 years.
Is that because of so much
renewables
coming through?
Yeah. But what do you think, what do you make of this? There is something happening in the world of renewable energy that is a watershed moment. And what it is to do with is solar panels on a roof, and you go, big deal. No, this is plastic that can be printed onto thin solar panels onto thin plastic sheets using standard printers to provide solar energy at very low cost. We're joined this morning by Professor Paul Dastoor, who's a physicist at the University of Newcastle. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Robbie. Hello, Wendy. Lovely to be with you.
Oh, thank you. Are you saying here, Professor, that I'll be able to print my own solar panels?
I don't know if you'll be able to print them, Wendy, but certainly, yes, they will be able to be printed. Are now able to print hundreds of metres of solar cells in a day.
That's amazing.
So we could have them on our windows, we could have them on the roofs of our cars, we could have them on office blocks, up and down office blocks. Am I on the right track here?
You are. That is exactly our vision, and this is a space we've been working in for over 20 years.
Wow.
Just describe what it is. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so I guess at the core of the technology is the fact that we now have polymer materials or plastic materials that act as semiconductors. So we're familiar with the electronics in our phone, in our computer. That's based around hard materials like silicon. But it turns out that there are certain polymers or plastics that actually act like silicon, they act like a semiconductor, but now I can turn them into liquids and I can print them or coat them really fast, really cheap.
That is amazing.
Well, that is absolutely extraordinary. So tell us how you say you've been working on this for years, 15 years you've been working on it. Have you got this all on your own? Are people just nipping at your heels on this one, Paul?
So it's an area where there are only very few groups actually with the capabilities that we have. And what we're launching today is the first commercial installation of the technology. We've now put up 200 square metres of printed solar cells up on a roof just outside of Newcastle.
And so this is just like
contact sort of thing?
I was going to say covering a book in contact almost.
It's interesting you say that. So the material that we print on is a bit like contact, yes. It's just PET. It's the same plastic that goes into Coke bottles.
That is amazing.
It comes as sheets, just like – it's like the old – we're probably old enough – the old overhead transparency stuff.
Yes, we're old enough for that. Don't worry.
that is really out there.
How much electricity does it create?
So what the electricity that's generated in terms of performance is, it depends on how much you put up, really. Depends on the area.
But how does it compare to the standard solar panels that are on people's roofs at the moment?
Yeah, so in terms of efficiency, it's much lower. In terms of lifetime, it's much lower. But the key thing here is it's much, much cheaper to produce. And so we can produce electricity at economic costs at quite low levels. So in terms of the system that we've put up at the moment, we're hoping that that's going to produce about a kilowatt of electricity. But ultimately, when we cover the whole roof, we'll be producing about a third of our industry partners' energy requirements.
Oh, wow. All right. So I've just mentioned the idea that putting it on buildings and so forth, up and down buildings and on roads and on top of cars. Give us some of the other applications you've been thinking of. They must be endless almost.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think that we're starting to work with partners in horticulture. So being able to put it onto fabrics and then use it for shade cloth, for grain covers. If we think about all the vast areas of space that we have that don't have anything on them, whether that's roofs or whether that's other parts of the built environment or out in rural areas, there's enormous opportunity.
Can you just describe how this works? How can you print something on a plastic material that generates electricity?
Is it like a circuit that you're printing on it?
Yeah. So what we do is we print, the solar cell consists of a number of layers. We print a bottom transparent electrode, a contact. Just like on a battery, you have two electrical contacts. We print one of those. We then print an ink that, when light shines upon it, it generates charges. And then on top of that, we print and create another electrode that carries the charge away. Mm. So on at the top and the bottom are the positive and negative. Mm. We connect those all in series, and then that forms a bank of cells, and then we connect those in parallel to carry out the current.
And theoretically, could you print anything on it? I mean, could you, for example, could you make a billboard that would in fact be creating electricity?
Yes, you could. Yeah. You could create anything that you can think around
that you can
printing.
Print on. Wow.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
I mean,
are you going to be a billionaire?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on, Paul. this sounds like a billion-dollar idea.
Well, I suppose one point is that it's still made out of plastic, so I guess we've got to move to the point where it might be biodegradable one day.
So that's a good point that you make there, Wendy. And part of this trial that we're starting today, this is a six-month experiment. At the end of that, we're going to be taking down these materials and recycling them.
Uh-huh.
You see, the bulk of it is recyclable plastic.
Wow. And this even gets better.
We're trying to find holes in this, and we're really having difficulty.
We're having trouble. Now, the thing, as I understand it, you've got one firm that has bought the technology here. So what is happening today, this is like the final trial, I suppose, but this is in real-life commercial operation. That's pretty exciting for you.
It is. I mean, if we reflect back on the fact, you know, all those years ago we started with tiny little millimetre squared devices and now we're at the point where we're printing hundreds of square metres, it's really exciting. And in terms of the partnership, what we've actually got is a partner who's been willing to put up this facility as a demonstration site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when the power is generated, if I wanted to use it in a battery, I've got, you know, store it. But what about its capability there? How do I store the power?
How do you get it?
How do I get it? Yes, exactly. Quite right. How do I get it off the
how
roof?
How do you get it out? Well, it's a great question. So, look,
well, it's a bit of a dumb question, really.
No, no, no. I'm trying to be objective. I think we're a little lousy.
But to give you an idea, we're dealing with plastic sheets. So one question is, how do you get the electricity out?
Yeah.
Well, to make the electrical connection, all we do is we take the sort of studs that you get from Spotlight, punch them through and connect a wire to them.
Oh, get out of town.
No. To put it on the roof, we use really high technology science. We use double-sided sticky tape.
Listen, I'm going to head home after the show and just knock one up in the shed, stick it on the roof.
It is that. The point is it's a very humble and straightforward technology, but we're hoping it's going to change the world.
Gee, that is just so fantastic, Paul. How exciting to be here at this stage. I know it's been going for 15 years, but to see the unveiling of the first sort of industrial application there in around Newcastle today. How terrific. Hey,
but I'm just thinking, though, Paul, that means that I can have a solar-powered producing raincoat.
Yes, you could. However, I caution you that there's
not
much...
No, don't go out in the rain,
they'll get electrocuted. No, it's going to be great. It's not going to be enough sun.
There's not much area on your raincoat, and indeed it would be cloudy when you were wearing it.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's just a small detail.
We'll teach you a
few things.
I can
help you work that out.
Yeah, we'll work it out with the Paul. Hey, congratulations on what sounds like such an incredible feat, and good luck with the rest of it. We will keep in touch. Thanks so much.
That's fabulous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Good on you. Professor Paul Dastoor, who is a physicist at the University of Newcastle. This really exciting news of this new solar technology.
Well, I think it's a load of rubbish. I'd rather a new coal mine.
Yeah.